It's most unusual to talk about an art exhibition whilst looking at an engineering works through one of the windows outside of Illan Arts Centre here in Skibbereen in West Cork. And this is something that's been going on since the beginning of the year. But these guys are racing towards a deadline as much as you are as well, for exactly the same reason. It's something you have in common. So we're seeing a flood relief scheme getting ready to be completely finished, this section of it anyway at least, in time for an exhibition that in part talks about famine relief in a way. Like, so we're going from flood relief to famine relief, and it's all coming home to Skibbereen, the worst affected area by the famine in the 1840s. And this exhibition is currently being installed, so you're going to take me on a small walk through the installation over the moment so we can have a taste of what's going on.
I am indeed, yes.
So let's go for a wander. Now, this is the world's biggest famine-related art exhibition that has ever taken place.
It is indeed. This exhibition comes from the collection of Ireland's Great Hunger Museum in Connecticut in the US. The museum there at Quinnipiac University has been collecting famine-related works for the past almost 15 years. They have amassed a collection, both historical works and contemporary. Their dream was that an exhibition from this collection would come home to Ireland. Yeah. And so it has happened this year. It can be seen in three venues only in Ireland: Dublin Castle earlier on, and from next week here at Illan West Cork Arts Centre in Skibbereen. And then afterwards it'll move on to Derry in the new year. So it's really special that it's coming here to Skibbereen.
It's quite unifying as well. It is kind of covering both sides of the country, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So three very important locations, I suppose, coming from Dublin Castle, which would have been the seat of power at the time of the famine in Ireland, and a very different experience in Dublin to what would have been experienced here in Skibbereen, which was known as, or has been called, ground zero of the famine in Ireland.
Now, some great artists' names have been associated with this exhibition. I'm sure you could mention a few.
There is Jack B. Yeats, Paul Henry, Grace Henry, and also, of course, contemporary artists. We've got a beautiful Dorothy Cross, work by Alan O'Kelly. The combination of both the historical and the contemporary makes it quite special.
Now, if somebody comes into the Arts Centre here in Skibbereen, what kind of a tour would you recommend they take? Start at the bottom and work your way up to the top, is it?
Yeah, there is a chronology to it. So in the ground floor gallery, there'll be an introductory video which will give you an overview of the story. And then moving through this gallery here, this is work which is related to the famine in Ireland, the conditions of the local population in Ireland, and also then there are references to emigration. This large piece here.
Very striking altogether. I assume it's some political forces in the background and in the foreground.
That's
skeletons.
Yes, yeah. That's indeed. It's a piece by Michael Farrell. It's called Black 47, which of course was the worst year of the famine. And you've got Trevelyan on trial before the Irish people and the skeletons of the dead.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A, exactly. Yeah. Yes, yes, indeed.
Okay, we'll go upstairs and have a look at another section.
Yeah.
It's just a quick whistle-stop tour. Anyone who wants to come along and see it should spend a lot more time than we are.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we will have regular guided tours.
Oh, good.
We also have audio tours. We'll give the story in a different way.
Okay. Now, on the second level, you're actually in kind of a balcony area where you can look back down on the first level and see it from a different point of view. But then to your right, I see some bronze sculptors.
Yes, so in this section here, there are a number of sculptures by people like Ronan Gillespie. People would know from quite a few famine memorials throughout the country.
Yes.
These works here all refer to both the famine in Ireland, but also the hardship of emigration.
Well, you can see the grief, literally, one face hidden in a pair of hands, suffering insufferable grief. And then you also see a famine family, young children, young mother, possibly being separated. But that's a story you fill in for yourself. extraordinary, heartbreaking just to look at it, particularly in three dimensions. Like, you know, I could see people being very quiet just walking through here.
Yes.
It needs a lot of respect, yeah. Okay.
And then to this section where we have landscape work by Paul Henry, a portrait of a Connemara woman by Grace Henry, and we have two Jack B. Yeats pieces.
Yeah.
This beautiful painting here, which is again of a landscape, but this work in this section, I suppose, really is about the land, and it's about the landscape that utterly changed because of the famine, the depopulation, the way that farming would have changed and the use of the land after...
The land failed them.
The land failed them, exactly, yeah. Yes. And this piece here, which is an absolute iconic painting, which shows a family, a mother, a father, and a grandfather burying their child, their little infant, in probably a killeen. Perhaps the child was not baptized, died before baptism, and so could not be buried in consecrated ground. And there are many killeens throughout the country. The atmosphere from this painting makes it an iconic painting about the Irish famine, the great hunger, the colour, the blues that are used,
very
despair
dark. Yeah.
And dark, yeah. And grief.
Yeah. This is almost like a chapel of art, isn't it?
It is indeed.
The country is grieving the loss of millions.
Millions, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then this section, all this work here is contemporary work. So we go from the historical to the contemporary. And these works are by artists who all have that interest in the famine, but also the contemporary themes and contemporary concerns, the reasons why famine happens through the mainly man-made reasons,
yeah.
War and dispersal of peoples and the migration of peoples, and also then that whole thing about identity and loss of identity and loss of one's place in the world through having to move because of famine or because of war.
I'm amazed by this little piece here. It is literally a before and after painting of the potato plant. And before is in Irish and after is in English. So it even makes the reference to the change of the culture, the language as well. But that all happened around the same time as well, because Ireland was being mapped in 1947 by the British, and they were changing all the place names. They were giving them their English names.
Wow, yeah.
Brian Friel's play Translations made that point, you know.
Yes.
And there we are, point is coming up again.
Yeah, that is a really powerful piece. As you say, it encapsulates it all. This is by Robert Balla.
Mm.
Loss and change.
It's a dark sense of humour almost, isn't it?
It is.
Before and after the famine.
God. Yeah.
Anyway, listen, this is just a taste of what's here in Ilan, in the Art Centre. And it'll be here until the 13th of October.
October, yes.
Which is great. Plenty of time, but still not enough time for enough people to see something that needs to be seen by as many people in Ireland who can make their way to Skibbereen. Anne, thank you very much. There's still a little bit of work to be done before you open next week, and good luck at the opening.
Thank you very much, Conor.
It reflects the kind of work that you do here and continue to do here, and this is the right venue, the right fitting, the right expertise, and the right people. This exhibition is in good hands. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you very much.